We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, folks, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. It is the ninth day of October 2011, and I am energized, despite the fact I'm physically tired, up Friday in Dallas for a In the Fed protest, actually going after the true problem in this country, the money laundering globalist insiders that control the issuance of currency and credit, and they're setting up this undemocratic world government. Amazing turnout up there. I'd say 400 people. About 300 or more showed up at the In the Fed in Houston. And even though it was in the rain, probably about 120 down in San Antonio today, even though it was raining cats and dogs down there, I guess symbolic God trying to wash away the filth of the private Federal Reserve. And it was interesting that the police came out about an hour and a half into it and said, the Federal Reserve has called and complained and asked that you get off their private property. And I said, officers, please say that on tape. This is federal. They said, no, that please say on tape that this Federal Reserve is not federal. And they said, no, it's not. It's private. And they're asking you to get off their private property. We said, of course. You know, we want to let the mafia have this organization that looks like a government building and has all these fake federal seals on it and calls itself the Federal Reserve. And we'll get off their property and go to the sidewalk. And the police were smiling and laughing with us. In fact, Rob Dew is here right now dumping all the hours of protest and demonstration video down. And that's the first clip he's going to have ready for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. That is coming up later, probably in the second hour today. We'll play some clips that haven't been seen yet from some of the demonstrations out there. And he's also going to post at PrisonPlanet.tv some of that and also at our YouTube channel. And a lot of the instant uploads we did via iPhones that aren't the highest res are already up on the YouTube channel and at PrisonPlanet.tv from the field. But we're also going to be posting a lot of high-res stuff to PrisonPlanet.tv and, of course, on InfoWars Nightly News throughout the week. We'll be here covering all of that. Okay, I want to come back from break because what I thought was going to happen has now happened. It's exactly as I saw it. It wasn't hard to see that happening. The establishment always tries to divide and conquer, always tries to balkanize. And then because of their divide and conquer, you're basically forced to respond to them and what they've done. And there is no doubt now that the establishment from the beginning has tried and in some cases failed, others succeeded in co-opting the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's why we have headlines here. Occupy Wall Street finds sympathy from the Federal Reserve Chairman. Because it's all this nebulous, the 1%'s making too much money, 40% of the wealth, and on and on and on, and we need higher taxes to get the wealthy people. Driving in, listening to the local affiliate, we're on 590 AM, I heard a woman talking about we need to tax small businesses more because that'll help the economy. I mean, they have no idea how reality operates, and that's exactly how the banksters manipulate people. So I want to speak to the Tea Party people. I want to speak to the Occupy Wall Street people. And I know it's fun to fight with each other and get into tribal warfare and say Cowboys versus Redskins, Chevy versus Ford, Pepsi versus Coca-Cola, good guys versus the bad guys, Cowboys and Indians. Don't pick a side whether you're for the Cowboys or the Indians here. Okay, the Cowboys and the Indians are all getting stuff put in their water, all getting our pension funds destroyed, all having our currency devalued. We're all under attack. So no matter if you see the Republicans as the Indians, the Cowboys as the good guys, the bad guys, whether you see the Indians as the good guys, the bad guys, let's just get off all of this fighting with each other. Let's talk about the reality. We'll also take your phones throughout the transmission. It's In the Fed. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Gentlemen, it is Sunday, the ninth day of October 2011. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 5 to 7 Eastern. I guess, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. I want to get people to get outside the left-right paradigm, outside that box, and get serious, get focused. I want people out there to really listen to me and to really pay attention to what I'm going to say to them, okay? I really want that. Because if we continue to allow the establishment to play us off against each other, we're going to continue to go down the same road. Our republic falling apart. Now, I just returned from a three-day trip in Dallas, Houston, and ended it this morning in San Antonio, demonstrating at the In the Fed rallies that have been kicked off across the nation. There are these buildings all across the country that look like federal buildings, that have federal seals on them, that are private. And they're alien to our country. They arrived in 1913 and since then have transferred a large portion of the country's wealth to offshore banks. Our middle class has shrunk in the last 30 years directly under the policies of this group. Now, they are not free market. They are what you call crony capitalist or monopoly capitalist. They do not like regular capitalism. Here's an example of crony capitalism. General Electric finances Obama, along with Wall Street powerhouses. 4-1, his Republican challenger. Not saying McCain was good. The point is they knew Obama was going to be the man. He gets in. General Electric, in the last 2 years, has been given waivers for their power plants. This is all on record. But every other major company isn't given waivers over the new greenhouse rules, and hundreds have been shut down or being shut down, and power prices nationwide have gone up over 30% in just the last couple of years, because more than half our energy is produced by coal. It's totally clean. All that comes out is water vapor and carbon dioxide and heat, and the government has federal monitor systems in those stacks. It goes through giant scrubber systems. But I don't want to digress here. I'm just trying to explain something. You're not going to hear Occupy Wall Street, and you're not going to hear the Tea Party, one being cast as the left, the other being cast as the right, so they can play us off against each other. Can't have populism in America. Can't ever have real issues. No, just have groups that are supposedly in their little enclaves that can then be played off against each other in divide and conquer, in balkanization. So, that is crony capitalism. I was reading an Austin Energy report just last week that was even in the Statesman. It was also in the Austin Metro, a new local paper, but it was actually their numbers. And they said some businesses and homes will pay 60% more in the next 2 years. I didn't even know that. And they're saying, well, if you use more power, we're going to punish you. But it said the government buildings are exempt, and they're exempt from blackouts, and they're going to have blackouts now. It's like we live in Romania or something, because they're shutting down power plants everywhere. Now, what do you call that? Because the class warfare people, the average Occupy Wall Street folks, they're just saying, hey, we want our student loans paid off. Or they're saying, we want more jobs, we want more opportunity, we don't think this country's going in the right direction. They're not very sophisticated, but they know that they've got a problem. And yes, the Democratic Party admits they've come in from day one and tried to take it over. So they've had the head of the Federal Reserve. They've had Obama. They've had the head of the Dallas Fed. They've had Geithner. They've had Al Gore call for an Arab Spring. And they've all endorsed it. Now, isn't that funny? A lot of mainline Republicans still can't criticize the Federal Reserve because they see it as a corporation or as a money system, and that can never do any wrong. In fact, a lot of Republicans can't even criticize GE because it's a private company. And so if it wants to use government regulations to shut down its competition, so be it, because it's a corporation. It cannot do wrong. That's the mainline Republican view. Now, on the other end, you've got kind of the socialist people who think government can do no wrong and corporations can do no right. And you add these two groups together, they're both addled and don't know how the world works, okay? The truth is there's insider mega corporations that openly call it a new world order to set up a global private corporate governance system where the majority of your tax money is paid to them through contracts and bailouts and different scams. And where government, merging with the big mega corporations, using that power, shuts down their competition. And it happens in beef production, poultry, farming, water treatment, electrical generation, everything. Everything. And these corporations are patient. They'll come in, take 10 years getting their people in the legislature of the state, and then they'll just totally take over the water systems, the bridges, the roads, and they call it privatization. But it's not even privatization. It's still government-run. You still pay for it. They just throw a toll road on top of it and rape you. That's not free market when General Electric comes in and sends in the Nature Conservancy and others to make it sexy to shut down your state-run or your local or even shut down your privately-owned small power plants, because then GE just ups their capacity but then charges you more. See, if you don't talk about the crony capitalism, there is no way out of this. And the bankers are going to take the public's unsophisticated understanding of this, their childlike education level when it comes to real geopolitical and corporate and governance issues, and they're going to completely use the general public's anger, as the bankers always do, the inner coterie of bankers, the banksters, the private Federal Reserve shareholders. They're going to use that ignorance to sell class warfare. Let's get this straight. The Democratic Party, the Federal Reserve, are openly engaged in class warfare. And Rand Paul's right that he's afraid this is turning into a Paris mob like they had in the French Revolution, the different from our revolution, where they just killed anybody that had, you know, one French franc more than they did. That's what we're talking about, is a red terror in this country that is run by the George Soroses who finance this stuff worldwide. They know the public gets mad because of their globalist policies, shutting a country down with high taxes, regulation, corporate bailouts, giant defense budgets, all of it, all these different forms of government welfare and government insider largesse. And then they take the giant welfare class that these plutocrats, these parasites, these money changers always start financing a welfare state to have a mob of uneducated, ill-informed know-it-alls to be pointed at what's left of the middle class. Because it's always the middle class that owns their own businesses, their own systems, their own factories, their own grocery stores, their own car dealerships, their own farmland, that is not going to roll over to being slaves in history. So whether it's Pol Pot in Cambodia, or whether it's Fidel Castro in Cuba, or whether it's Lenin in Russia, or the National Socialist Nazis in Germany, the first thing they do is get people on welfare. The next thing they do is play that welfare class off against the middle class and shut down most of the small businesses and corporations. Okay? That's what's going on. The real political landscape is the big mega banks openly, with the big insurance companies and others, and I can give you example after example, are engaged in highway robbery at every level of society and shipping the wealth tax-free offshore. Then the big rich bankers come back and tell the public, look, this 1% is making 40% of the wealth. Let's raise their taxes. Then the bankers put forward a tax program that actually raises taxes on the middle class because the bankers are going to get the middle class's money in banker bailouts. Got it?
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, we are back live. And it's fun for Democrats to hate Tea Partiers. It's fun for Republicans to hate Occupy Wall Street people, but wouldn't it just be nice to actually shift our paradigm and realize that there's a private Federal Reserve that took the country over, that masquerades as a federal agency, that gave itself $16.6 trillion. They always talk about the 800 and something billion in the first bailout. That was an open window of money they went to over and over again. Then you have the Federal Reserve monetizing treasury bills, buying upwards of 80% of U.S. treasuries when they go on the market. And do you know what? They could just outright buy those and let them sit there. Instead, they buy it and then pass it over as a debt to the U.S. government, and then interest is paid to the private Federal Reserve. Do you understand the magnitude of this fraud? Do you understand this is not free market? Do you understand a $2 trillion a year defense budget is bankrupting this country? I never hear you Republicans talking about cutting that when you're talking about welfare all day. And by the way, I know that the main budget's $1.1 trillion, but supplemental is upwards of $850 to $900 billion, not even counting another $500 billion or so for all these other, 15-plus spy agencies. Okay? We're not in Kansas anymore. What do you call it, and this happened under Bush as well, when select corporations get waivers from regulations that the corporations write to shut down their competition? Big Agra tried to pass the Food Safety Act over and over again, openly in their lobby and giving the money to shut down small farms and ranches because the Big Agra is going to be exempt. You go back 50, 60 years ago, the big milk producers wanted to be able to homogenize and boil the milk and sell you rotten milk, sell you milk that was diseased. But they had to be able to homogenize it to cover it up. But they couldn't have people competing with them, with a milkman coming to your door with milk that came out of a cow 2 hours before and had all that life in it, real milk. So they just got state laws passed to restrict the selling of fresh milk. Do you call that free market? To have them go and lobby to shut down their competition? Just like Big Agra has lobbied now to irradiate rotten beef and rotten chicken, and they just feed you rotten meat. They grind it up. And if that isn't enough, they spray live vaccines on the rotten meat that are filled with viruses that eat the deadly bacteria, but you're still eating the dead bacteria and their toxins. See, this is what government does with big corporations. They're the ones bringing us all this tyranny. The Fortune 100 openly wage war against the rest of the economy. They openly get tax incentives to move to China. And then China doesn't let your average American company even move over there. Only the big insiders. Goes back to Nixon and Kissinger that traveled over there and set up those inside deals. Those handful of globalist companies are able to move there and then leverage out all their competition here. That's not free or fair market. Let me give you another example before I give the phone number out and get into more of the news today. This is an important example. I've got a whole stack of news here in my hand. Associated Press, Reuters, you name it. Occupy Wall Street finds sympathy from the Fed, and the head of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, Osama Ben Bernanke, has come out, and he has said that he feels their pain, understands, and a bunch of other fellow reserve chairmen in different branches, the Dallas head came out and said he understands their anger, and they've had Al Gore and Obama come out, and Obama came out and he said, you know, I would have prosecuted these big banks for creating the derivatives that have endangered the entire economy with their their counterfeit instruments. He didn't say that. He said, I know these banks have done some things that look like they're wrong, but they're not illegal, so I can't prosecute them. Well, number one, that's a lie. They've had Senate committees find that Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and others have done things that are illegal, clearly, and they haven't gotten in trouble for it. That's confirmed. And by the way, those big banks are the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. Your local credit union is an FDIC member and is regulated by the SEC and the different federal banking committees that are controlled by Federal Reserve revolving door alumni. And the head of the Texas Banking Association came out talking about all these new banking acts they're trying to get through, what, just earlier this year, and said this is the big mega banks trying to come in and take over local regional banks. See, that's where the real world is. The big guys using government to shut down their competition. And you're not going to hear that from the Tea Party. And you're not going to hear that from the Occupy Wall Street people. Now, let me be clear here. I tend to like the Tea Party better because they are more free market. They're pro-Second Amendment. A lot of them are anti-Federal Reserve and understand it because Ron Paul movement 4 years ago started the Tea Party. That's undisputed. The Republicans tried to co-opt it by having Herman Cain and the Texas Governor Rick Perry and others act like Ron Paul's. Rick Perry calling the Fed treasonous and, Herman Cain, who was the Kansas City Fed head, just saying, call them up. They care about you. You know, they're non-political. Don't worry about them. And for all these decades, they pose as a federal agency. And so the big issue I'm trying to get through to people here is that when I was down there protesting the Fed this morning in San Antonio and the day before that in Houston and Friday night in Dallas, I want to thank all the great people that came out. It was wonderful being around people that actually are informed and enlightened and have the spark and lightning of liberty in their eyes. Old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. Every race, religion, you name it. Beautiful. Understanding the real threat to our republic. As the Federal Reserve promotes globalism, all of it. There were Dallas Morning News reporters there, D Magazine reporters. The D Magazine was a pretty fair article. We can actually put that up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. All of these people, all of this media that was there, I would point out to them, hey, use your LexisNexis. Use your Google system. Just search Federal Reserve Bank launder drug money. And you'll get 30, 40 years of news where, oh, we had $20 billion, $50 billion, $100 billion, $300-something billion. Never mind, we're not going to get in trouble for it. That's what I'm talking about. You've got these mainline conservatives that want to act like anybody that's rich is perfect. Anybody who's got money is perfect. You've got the left saying confiscate all wealth. And it's just not an adult, historically accurate perspective. Okay? So I want to break that down when we come back. But the point is, the Federal Reserve says they're with Occupy Wall Street. Why is that? Because Occupy Wall Street is nebulous. Their leaders, the people the media has speaking for them, are calling for socialism and an end to capitalism. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I do want to take a lot of phone calls. I want to hear from the Occupy Wall Street people. I want to hear from the In the Fetters all over the country. I want to break down exactly who is behind the Occupy Wall Street group and where this whole situation is headed. I want to look more at the Federal Reserve itself. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to play a video/audio clip for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You'll be able to see the video. For radio listeners, obviously you can hear the audio, or we'll post it later at Infowars.com so you can go there and watch it at your leisure. where just a few hours ago we were in San Antonio, and after about an hour and a half of demonstrating there at the private Federal Reserve branch of the Dallas mothership that's over Region 11, the local four-state area, and again, I was there protesting Friday, and then the Houston Fed on Saturday, and then San Antonio Sunday, the police showed up and very nicely said, you're right up against their windows, you're on their property. And I said, officers, is this private property? They said, yes, sir, it is. Actually, I was around the corner doing an interview because I'd been off and on bullhorning, and then we had to cut it off because they said, hey, the police are here, and they're saying we need to get off the private property. So I walked over and had them repeat that with the captain I guess the lieutenant that were there, and they thought it was real funny. I mean, in a nice way. I said, this looks like a federal building, doesn't it? See all the federal seals, and that's like impersonating an officer. It is impersonating a federal agency. That's what it did. This was a huge controversy at the time. A private group of banks, six banks, created it with their shareholders, and 100 years after it was set up, after the 1910 secret meeting at Jekyll Island, Georgia, earlier this year, they had a televised two-day event. They televised a few hours of it with Greenspan, Bernanke, Volcker, all these Federal Reserve alumni, David Rockefeller, and they got up there and laughed about the secret meeting there and how they bamboozled the public, how their predecessors did. And Greenspan made weird comments about, yeah, a lot of crimes have been committed. The people are going to get angry. And they would laugh about it with them at the Jekyll Island resort. And they put this on C-SPAN, laughing at us. It's so funny. So I'm talking to the cops, and I go, this ought to be investigated. I mean, fake federal seals, looks like a federal building, uses the same Gothic design. Wonder what's going on here. Somebody's impersonating something. And the cops were smiling, and yeah, we know. I had the same thing happen in Dallas 3 years ago when I was there protesting. Same thing happened this Friday night when I was there. The Houston police were the nicest and were very, very friendly. And that's good. That's good, because you should not only support the First Amendment, but you should also enjoy it, because it's your right and your liberty and your freedom, hard won. They don't have that right in many countries. Now, I digress. If you were at any of these events around the country, because I hear this talking point put out that the Occupy Wall Street doesn't know what they want. Well, yeah, when the media goes and points their camera at the average person that's got 2 degrees and can't find a job because of the Ponzi scheme of higher education now that's been proven to be overpriced, and because of globalization, we've been deindustrialized, and globalists aren't making major investments in this country, and many of the degrees people are getting are obsolete. I would love to hear from you, because I've had reporters in Austin at Occupy Austin. I've had them in Manhattan at Occupy Wall Street. I mean, I've sent my reporters around the country, and I've been around Texas. And I have had Occupy Wall Street run up to all three of our events and get across the street, just a few of them, and kind of get angry. And then I'd come over to say nice things about them, and suddenly they'd come over and be friendly. And I was talking to Matt Medina of We Are Change San Antonio earlier in the week. He called and said, no, the Occupy Wall Street's really waking up. They understand the Federal Reserve is the problem, not capitalism, not free market, that it's insiders using government connections to run scams and bailouts like SNL crisis. And that was another admitted government bailout scam of crooks, where they set up this too big to fail and basically get away with the Ponzi scheme. They don't go to jail like Bernie Madoff. And now, he said, in the last 3 days, Move On came, the unions came, they took it over, and they said, we don't want Ron Paul, we don't want Alex Jones, we don't want to march to the Federal Reserve. Just like Michael Moore said a week ago to our reporter Luke Radowski, we played the clip here, he said, no, the Federal Reserve's not the problem, I don't want to talk about that. Capitalism's the problem. Free market, private property. This is a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars with all this private property, and he wants to sit there and lecture people. So understand, when you've got Bernanke and the head of the Dallas Fed and Obama and Al Gore and Bill Clinton and all these usual suspects coming out and saying, well, gee, I tell you what, I really do like these Wall Street people. That's A, an attempt to ingratiate themselves with people, and B, it's a way to co-opt it. And so, yeah, you do have people that don't know exactly what they stand for. They just know things aren't going in a good direction. And it does go back, the idea to have people go out and hit Wall Street came out from Adbusters and some MoveOn.org connected people. So they basically knew what they were doing. They can look at the actuaries and the numbers coming in off tracking the web and chatter. The Federal Reserve admits they do that. They know people are getting ready to really start demonstrating. We've been demonstrating against the Fed for 4 years. We're having a lot of them in New York in the Fed demonstrations the last few months. So the establishment triggers and has the grassroots call, hey, show up if you're against the corruption of Wall Street. Nebulous, not the big six megabanks. Now let's blame the 30,000 U.S. firms that actually keep America going and made this the most wealthy country in the world. Let's say it's the 99 against the 1%. Let's make it a collectivist idea, when in truth it's about 2% controls 40% of the wealth. They don't really have it. And most of those are the ultra-rich that are literally globalist and officially live overseas and have written U.S. laws to be exempt. That's the other thing you're not told. They have all these billionaires that have made their money off banker bailouts like Warren Buffett, who is up there saying, raise taxes on the rich like me, then you get the Buffett plan. I've read it. I've read the subsections on here. Go read the Buffett House plan and Senate plan. It's a tax increase on everybody making $125,000 a year individually. And it's all these other new taxes. So, the mega corporations and the defense lobby and the bureaucracy, all of it, they all want more tax money. And so they're in there lobbying. And there's only one Republican in the House that really exposes these out-of-control budgets across the board, including defense. That's Ron Paul. In the Senate, it's Rand Paul. I mean, we are bankrupt. By design, though, and we're being maneuvered into deeper bankruptcy, just like the European Central Bank, same shareholders as the Federal Reserve. That's why most of our bailout money went to offshore banks. They're now bankrupting Europe fully and bringing them into this, quote, financial union. So that's what this is all really about. So I'd like to hear from people that are part of Occupy Wall Street. There's a talking point that you don't know what you're talking about. Well, actually, there's a talking point being inserted that collectivism's good, socialism's good, 1% have all the wealth. That's not true. Let me give you another statistic. You can pull this up. The United States is 5% of the world population. Out of 100%, we're 5%. We're 310 million out of 7 billion. 310 million. The United States, up until 2008, had 49% of the world's wealth. 5%, 49% of the world's wealth. Almost half of it. So these idiots, and I'm not saying they're all idiots, but the people that are really getting into the class warfare and saying, let's get the 1%. Okay, which is just a diverse group of wealthy people. Some of them crony capitalists, some of them insiders. Most of the really ultra-rich, again, are not even on that list. Their wealth's hidden. It's in tax-free foundations. They're offshore. David Rockefeller, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, those types. You hear Bill Gates gave his money. No, he didn't. He put it in tax-free foundations and gives the profit. And then makes giant actuary profits off of not having to tax any of it. Do the math. So, you people saying get the 1%. Oh, you want the world to come get the 1%? How about America, the 5%? You understand that? It's because we've had more capitalism than any other country that we had half the wealth.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me quantify this as simply as I can, and then I'm going to give the toll-free number out. And I'm going to do nothing but take your phone calls in the second hour today. Call after call, I promise. But specifically on where this country's going economically. I mean, 3.5 years ago, I told you the banker bailouts wouldn't work. It would only make things worse. It would devalue the currency. That Europe would implode next. Not because I have a crystal ball. This is a planned program of the global private central banks waging economic warfare on the planet. 2,000 pages of their documents got leaked the same day Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank in 2002 and were in the BBC, how they planned all this. I wrote a chapter in my book, Descent into Tyranny, on it, predicting it. 9 years ago. We knew exactly what was going to happen. When they were done bankrupting Europe, they'd announce a new bank of the world. You pay carbon taxes and VAT taxes too, and sales taxes. And they have conservative leaders in Europe and in the U.S., all from Herman Cain right over to Neil Bortz, you name it, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, all of them calling for VAT and sales taxes. I've played the clips here. Just type in Bill O'Reilly calls for VAT and sales tax. All of them. Going, we got to pay off this debt. We don't owe over 90% of it. Over 90% of it in every country you look at it, from Iceland to Greece to the U.S., is derivative garbage that we've been signed on to. That's what's infecting the entire financial system. And the globalists like it that way. It's a ball and chain around us. And then I got to hear conservatives on the radio, like children. I know they're not bad people. Like children. Going, well, my gosh, the Occupy Wall Street, you know, they're against the free market. They're a bunch of lazy hippies. Yeah, quite a few of them are actually lazy hippies. But a lot of them are people that have had their pensions stolen, their houses stolen. I mean, it's on record that big banks are taking people's houses they don't even have a deed to and never owned, including paid for in cash houses that in several Bank of America cases we know of, they take them knowing it's not even their house and go lie in court. And all the other big banks are doing it. I mean, when I get up here and tell you the government's running drugs, it's in the news today that subpoenas are being sent by Congress to Holder. It's in the news that he's been caught now perjuring himself, and that the memos that he signed off on and the minutes of his meetings are public. They were public 6 months ago in federal court. You know what else was in federal court in the Sinaloa drug gang cartel hearings? The U.S. declared national security and did say, yes, we allow Sinaloa to bring in tens of tons of cocaine a month, and we give them firearms. It's now confirmed in Fox News, Associated Press, but they just bury it in the article. Oh, in one case, the ATF gave 2,000 guns directly to the Sinaloa cartel and others. They're giving drug cartels in Chicago and Tampa guns. Did you know that's in the Florida papers? Did you know that's in the El Paso Times? But it's never on the national news. Do you understand that ISSA is not going to go after them for the cocaine? Because you know why? The Sinaloa documents that came out show it's a 5.5-year-old program. It's like Iran-Contra. It predates Obama. Now, Obama went one further, though. He didn't just have ATF go buy guns and then give them to Mexican drug cartels to knock out drug cartels south of the border and consolidate power. He would order cameras, this is all public now, to be put in. And that was the first part of the Fast and Furious the public was told about. And the establishment hoped it stayed there and then would videotape the straw purchases. Those were ATF agents coming in getting the guns. That was the part of the program here in the U.S. to blame the Second Amendment. So the real program was arming drug cartels that are running drugs into the U.S., laundering it through Federal Reserve banks. But they wanted the added goodie. The Bush administration did not blame it on the Second Amendment. They just did an Iran-Contra deal. Guns shipped south of the border, drugs in. Eight agencies, FBI, DEA, Coast Guard, Border Patrol. Go read this. Just type El Paso Times, ATF, cocaine. And I mean, in fact, show folks on Google. You'll get, they've had like 10 different articles the last few months. We had it before they did back in January, or was it February? We had PrisonPlanet.com articles about it because we had the federal documents. How do we go to the Federal Register and see the federal court documents? A listener found it and sent it to us. We went on the Chicago court system thing, and there it all was. Now, what's going on right now is, there it is, documents. Fed allegedly allowed Sinaloa cartel to move cocaine to the U.S. for information. And that's an old article from a few months ago. That's a whitewash. It's now completely come out that in just one case, they shipped 2,000 guns directly to them. And who got caught last year laundering $376 billion and paid $111 million fine on it? Wells Fargo, Wachovia. I've shown that so many times, no point. Just type in Wells Fargo, Wachovia, drug money laundering. I mean, they even leased them and ran the aircraft for them. $378 billion or $376 billion. Do you think that's being hidden in some crack house where you live in Chicago or Illinois or Austin, Texas or someplace. There it is. Wachovia to settle drug money laundering case. And since they paid $160 million, it was $111 million that their parent company ended up actually paying. That's Wells Fargo. Oh, but here's Herman Cain. Herman Cain steps up attacks on protesters. Mr. Federal Reserve. Mr. Federal Reserve head of Kansas City previously. Mr. 999. He wants a sales tax on top of the income tax. I always told you with this fair tax business they were going to keep the income tax on top of it. That's how they've done it in Europe. But you're not going to listen. It's too much fun as a mainline Republican to get cheated. Herman Cain steps up attacks on Wall Street protest. Now, let's really break down what's going on with Mr. Cain. He's an establishment person, just like Mitt Romney, just like Rick Perry. And it's worse. It's worse than working for Al Gore like Rick Perry did to actually work for the Federal Reserve. But Herman Cain is up there now because it's popular with conservatives to say, hey, you dirty hippies, if you don't make money, it's because, and you don't have a good life, it's because you're lazy and stupid. Well, certainly there's still a lot of opportunity in this country, and if you really are smart and work hard, you can end up doing very well. But the IRS will probably come audit you for no reason and take half of what you got. Famous for cheating people. But now, he's coming out. This is how they play. I want to explain this to people very, very simply, okay? This is how they do it. They have the Tea Party come out 4 years ago. Media ignores it. Then the Republicans try to co-opt it. The establishment comes out and says it's white racist. Then anybody who's got any pigment in their skin thinks, well, I can't be part of the Tea Party. It's white racist. Divide and conquer. As if people that have brown skin or tan skin can't be for the Second Amendment or freedom or lower taxes. And they put out the hoax that it's racist and white only. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then these foundations, by the way, I have an article connected to the CIA. That's now come out at Infowars.com. A group connected to the CIA and color revolutions overseas. They trigger them when they know the time's right. Who wants collectivism, the big government run by the big corporations, to shut down their competition to get taxpayer money. Herman Cain never tells you that. Never talks about the welfare of the big mega banks getting trillions in bailouts. Not 800 and something billion. And the talking point that they paid it all back. Yeah, they got it interest free, loaned it out at 30 plus percent interest on average. And that was only the 870 something billion that they tried to order all banks to take a piece of so they'd be dirty and part of it. A lot of banks wouldn't take it or gave it back when they figured that out. So they could later be blamed for the 16.6 trillion. You know, they now admit that number of Federal Reserve secret bailouts to themselves, private banks, $16.6 trillion, not counting in another $10 trillion. Bloomberg says it's $27 trillion. Oh, but the talking point is they paid back the 800 and something billion. See how they bamboozle you, how they play you? It was very simple. They demonize the Tea Party and say to destroy a populist movement or try to. The CIA and the control groups advertise Occupy Wall Street. Grassroots people show up saying, we don't like the corruption on Wall Street. Then they send in Democratic Party operatives to try to co-opt it so they can ride back into power and so the Federal Reserve can pass tax increases they want as the liberal counter to rich people, when really the Federal Reserve type central banks worldwide always want to raise taxes to control the public and get more of that tax money. That's why they have the 100 millionaire plus guy running around up there, you know, looks like a self-propelled stomach, Michael Moore, scurrying around saying capitalism's the problem. Not the Federal Reserve that created the derivatives and allowed it and got rid of Glass-Steagall. Not the globalist bankers. Not the people getting tens of trillions in bailouts. Not the people openly pushing world government. No, no, no. It's not the Federal Reserve. It's anybody with property. And now the bankers are going to sick the giant poor mass of people during the Depression on what's left of America and blame capitalism for it. And the bankers sit offshore laughing. Now that's what's really going on. Your calls are coming up in hour number two and a lot more. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to open the phones up at the start of the next segment. I'm going to play that video clip, premiere it here, of the police in Dallas with signs saying the Federal Reserve was private property, keep off. and the police in San Antonio saying, yes, it's private property. But it masquerades as a federal building. That's coming up. This is so simple that it's complex. But it's very elementary. The big mega corporations want a collectivist model because they control populations through that system. And they are setting that up here in the United States. And they have designed this depression, this implosion of the euro, this implosion of the dollar. So when the crisis gets bad, the very same people that set all of this up, the very same people that are the authors of our current state, come in with their solutions, which is more power for them, more taxes. And here's Herman Cain with his 999 program, where I guess you've got a 9% Social Security tax, 9% IRS tax, and 9% sales tax. And I told you, that's what they told you for 16 years. They've always planned to talk about a fair tax all day and a VAT or a sales tax. And then they're going to say they're going to get rid of the income tax. But when it came time, they're not going to. And Neil Bortz gets up there and says, oh, well, Herman Cain, you know, he's got to get into office before he gets rid of the IRS. The Federal Reserve Act created the income tax. It was passed right around the same time to pay the money to the Federal Reserve. I mean, this was not just a Federal Reserve board member. This was the head of the New York Fed, who is then on the national board. I mean, he actually had a seat at the Rothschild-Rockefeller table. An absolute contemptible socialist, crony capitalist person, but just like Rick Perry, with all the Al Gore cheerleading and all the Hillary Care supporting and all the Bilderberg meetings, it's going to take time to get this out to people. You notice that they had people like Perry come out and act like Ron Paul, but the word came out on him. So now they're slipping Herman Cain in, and they'll build him up, let him get attacked, and then bring Romney back in. That's what they're doing right now. We've got to go after Herman Cain and Romney and Perry, all of them. I mean, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve, any way you slice it, set up our current economic system. And the banks that are members of it are making record profits off of banker bailout money. That's not free market. And then allowing through the CIA and Democratic Party and others an attack on the free market. That's how they control the paradigm. They control the right. They control the left. And we need to get rid of the Federal Reserve. It's unconstitutional, and restore it back to the Congress. We need to educate the public on the basic systems of liberty and on monetary policy. That's the answer. We need to reestablish the Glass-Steagall Act and not let these investment banks issue trillions of dollars of total fraudulent garbage and then infect all the legitimate investment vehicles out there and then hold the whole system hostage saying, give me more power, give us more money, or we'll destroy the entire system. This is bankster occupation. And it's beautiful how they do it, because then they blame capitalism for their takeover system. All right, the phones aren't open yet. I'm going to come back from break so our AM and FM listeners can call in as well, because this first little five-minute segment is only carried by some of our stations and internet and prisonplanet.tv, but I don't like to waste time with the news. We do the news here ourselves. So I'm going to come out, give out the number. I want to hear, A, do you understand what I'm saying? B, do you disagree? Do you agree? Do you have something to add? Because I've tried to not get in a fight with Occupy Wall Street, but it is, from the beginning, government co-opted and run. Does that mean all the members are bad? Certainly not. And all over the country, they don't want the Ron Paul people there. The Democrats are in there running it, the operatives, the CIA front people. I've got all the articles, they're coming up. They want to make this about raising taxes so the bankers get their austerity money. And God help and God love these poor, pathetic idiots that get conned on the left and right. Poor little things.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to give you the toll-free number to join us if you're part of Occupy Wall Street or the End the Fed movement, actually going after the crony monopoly men, the combines, the insiders who've stolen more than $27 trillion total. Now we've learned about an additional $16.6 trillion, not the dog and pony show of the $800 billion they told you about. That's where this money's going. That's why we're going bankrupt. The right at $2 trillion official and non-official supplemental defense funding. This is what we're talking about. And then you got the Federal Reserve branch banks caught laundering money. You've got the president caught with the ATF and FBI helping ship drugs in. That's in the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times. That's in federal court. National security's been declared. It's all come out. Fast and Furious is not letting some guns get out of gun shops. It's ATF ordering gun shops to sell thousands of guns at a time to ATF agents to ship it to drug cartels that work for the big banks in a war south of the border, knocking out cartels that don't launder their money through the Federal Reserve. By the way, my demonstration in Dallas and the one in Houston and the one in San Antonio, guess who the biggest contingent of people were? Of every color. Currently serving military guys. You could tell they were always in really good shape, short haircuts, coming over, going, yeah, you know, I've served three tours and I'm back right now, or I just got out, or I'm about to have to go back in, and you know, a new tour. And yeah, well, I've been in Afghanistan, and you're right. We grow the opium and it's flown out. Or yeah, we're told to guard it, and I tell family and they can't believe it, so I've taken photos and showed them, but it's even on Geraldo Rivera. I mean, it's even on Fox. This is wrong. I mean, military guy after military guy just going, yeah, we it's crazy. See, in the information age, they can't hide this now. So they just throw it in your face. I mean, that's like I was down at South Padre a few weeks ago, driving back, and they got the checkpoint. They wanted to search the car, and I just walked over to the Border Patrol and said, it's in federal documents. You guys are ordered to let certain drug cartels bring cocaine in here and marijuana and heroin. I said, no, you're not going to search my car. I don't use your products. And the guy just smiled and said, you can go. I mean, look, game over. I'm not playing your little patty cake game anymore, okay? I'm done. And it's been going on with Mexico forever. Of course the big banks want all that money. Of course. And then they bust you at the grassroots and put you in jail for it. I said I'd go to your calls. Here's the toll-free number. 877-789-ALEX. That's the Sunday number. We use the network numbers during the week. Different number on Sundays. 877-789-ALEX or 877-789-2539. And I'll try to shut up and just take your calls. 877-789-ALEX. Again, I say that too fast. 877-789-2539. I always get complaints. We're going to open the phones up now for 1 minute, and I'm sure 50 will come in, and that'll be our calls for the day. I hear these national shows begging for calls. We could get 1,000 on the board in 5 minutes. But side issue. Well, I love those new people meters coming out now that they don't just have Arbitron diaries. Our ratings are exploding everywhere now that they're actually scientific. That is really wonderful, but side issue. Number one in places like Orlando. It's just getting better and better. Okay. Continuing here, my friends. I want to go to this video clip and then we'll take your phone calls. But it's very, very simple. The establishment social engineers knew that people were about to start demonstrating against, quote, Wall Street, a nebulous term for free market. The big crony insider capitalist who use government to shut down their competition and get government contracts and all the rest of it. And by the way, it's come out, shut out American companies and smaller companies, even though it's federal law. They're supposed to bring them all in. That's come out in the news. I was talking to the head of the American Small Business League just last week about it. They've got secret blacklists now. They had them under Bush where they were blacklisting small American companies, but now we found out Obama went further. And as much as I didn't like Bush, folks, Obama is a new level where if you weren't a Democratic Party donor, you don't get a small business contract. And he gets caught and doesn't get in trouble. It's like he's issuing 2,000 plus waivers to big companies that are donors to not have to get health care, but their competition does. I mean, that's such discrimination. That's such big city, Chicago mob favoritism That's such racketeering, it makes my head spin. But everybody's looking for discrimination on race or religion instead of just discrimination by the government with insiders. You're so busy worrying about what somebody thinks about your skin color, you don't realize the system is cheating us. And that's what Occupy Wall Street on the grassroots is upset about. But there's been a co-opting by the Democrats, just like the Republicans have tried to co-opt the Tea Party. We need to get the American people together. 5% of the world's population is the U.S. We have right at half the wealth. We're losing that wealth to the bankers. Not your corner banker, the banksters, the people that control the issuance of currency and credit, the private Federal Reserve shareholders who get paid interest on every Federal Reserve note, you call it a dollar, that's created. Let's go back to U.S. notes, bare minimum, or gold and silver. Now, we're going to go to break here in a minute. Do I have time to get to this clip? Let's go ahead and start the clip now. This is the police in San Antonio today saying, please get off the property. And they said, hey, they're over there saying it's private property. Get off the Federal Reserve. And I went over, and the video's going up on InfoWars.com. The audio's not as powerful, but when you watch the cops smiling when I point out that the Federal Reserve's a drug money laundering criminal organization, well, here it is.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm Alex Jones.
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. Can you just repeat? You're saying this is private property?
I don't know. This is the captain.
Sure, go ahead,
yes,
sir.
This is the property of the Federal Reserve right here.
I just need private, you to go though. It's back. Not federal, right?
Yeah, private property. Okay. I need you to go back to the public street.
You know what? It is private property. I think you're right. We will get off. You're absolutely right. Let me just ask you this one question, and I'm going to ask everybody to move off the private property of the Federal Reserve. Doesn't this look like a post office, and it's got federal seals on it? It says Federal Reserve. It's like counterfeiting or something. It'd be like if people opened up a...
No, the Fed doesn't counterfeit, do they?
I think that's something police ought to investigate.
Yeah, really.
I mean, just down the road. Doesn't this kind of look weird? It's a federal building, but it's not federal.
I mentioned that to them. They said
I'm sorry. What did you say? It's not a federal building.
It's a
10 years ago, cops were laughing about that. I'm excited you know.
However, you're welcome to call our public affairs or call our head office in Dallas and speak with them.
No, sir. You've been super nice. You're right. Some people thought it was like a park because it looked like a post office. You're right. This is private property. We better get off. We better go. Hey, guys, well, they do get our tax money, and they do control everything.
Enslave us!
I mean, sure, they are the slave masters, but see, that you heard the police officer. He's right. This is private property, so we want our private property. Now, it's private property of a mafia, of a criminal cartel. But, nevertheless, it's their private property for now, and until they're indicted and in prison, we won't, and until, you know, we finally get the audit, and the Congress raids all the material, we're gonna respect their private property until then. So let's get off the private property of the Federal Reserve right now. Come on, everybody. Come on, let's go. Let's get off the private property.
2 days earlier, we made a similar discovery at the Dallas Fed. There's the video of that.
Tonight, this beautiful weather, here protecting our First Amendment. And I wonder how many of these police officers can read on the sign, Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, federal, but right here says private property. Does that sound like fraud to you? Private property, Federal Reserve? Can't you investigate it? There's the criminals right there.
Yeah!
We didn't have these people. Show the cops, dude. We didn't have these people. Officers, I have a question for you. You're here guarding the private offshore Rothschild Bank, the Federal Reserve, from evil Americans. Evil Americans. I know you get the Homeland Security report saying those that don't like the Federal Reserve are evil. I've read the Homeland Security report.
All right, folks.
The Federal Reserve is
federal. Yeah, there's the Federal Reserve with signs up saying private property, keep off, with the police on the private Federal Reserve property, protecting it, in quotes, from us. But here's the good news. In polls, upwards of 85% want it abolished right now. Most Americans now know it's private. Their fraud is coming down. It's the beginning of the end. They are the collectivist. They are the globalist. They're the ones trying to create class warfare and endorsing Occupy Wall Street. All right, we are back live and going straight to your calls, but it's important to note, a dead giveaway is that the mainstream corporate dinosaur media, hanging on by its toenails, its gnarly little claws, first ignored the Ron Paul Tea Party. that was anti-war, constitutionalist, pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, truly constitutional, truly conservative. Then when the Republicans started to take it over, they branded it as a Republican movement. But it's more the Tea Party took the Republicans over because they now try to sound like Ron Paul. You can see the evidence of that in Herman Cain and Rick Perry, the rest of them. But the fact that day one, small protests were given attention in New York was a sign that the establishment was going to try to co-opt this. Because the bankers that run this country want higher taxes. Because most of that money's paid to them. So they'll claim that they're going to try to pass all these new taxes to pacify the unemployed and underemployed to pacify them. But really, the lion's share of the stolen money goes to the globalist. And so I'm tired of the left thinking collectivism works. It doesn't work. And I'm tired of the right wing saying that any corporation that operates is perfectly wonderful and good. Bernie Madoff was the head of NASDAQ. Ken Lay was the head of Enron. And it's always government deals and government backing that allows this stuff to grow to this point. For 11 years, the Securities and Exchange Commission was sent dossiers by insiders of exactly what Bernie Madoff was doing. It came out in Reuters as a small blurb like a month ago. We covered it here on air. That thousands of such dossiers were sent on other big Fortune 500 companies. Mainly Fortune 100. Start getting into that top 100. Mooey bad news. All insider, basically. And they're all basically subsidiaries of the big six banks at one level or another. They're all partially owned by them. And they are lawless. And then the small firms get shut down for the smallest infraction, but the big boys get left alone. That's what the revolution in 1776 was about. That's a real Occupy Wall Street. But it's the antithesis of American freedom to call for collectivism. And a week or so ago, Occupy Wall Street was not completely co-opted. The establishment called for it, knowing the people would come because they're angry. The system's got the pulse. Then they tried to co-opt it, and the media basically has let them, at least in who they're giving attention to. There are a lot of in the fetters, a lot of constitutionalists at these Occupy Wall Streets, but the media will not talk to them. In Dallas, in Houston, and in San Antonio, the major news is all reported on TV, radio, and print. Even the Houston blog of the Chronicle had it out before it even came out in the paper this morning, and they said, I was at a Occupy Wall Street event calling for basically socialism. I mean, that's, you know, the article basically says, I was there, part of it, Austin talk show host, and then it talked about Occupy, you know, Houston, and then out of Occupy Houston, they talked about some of the more collectivist people that spoke for it. See, that's what's so dangerous about the CIA and others trying to come out with this anonymous idea. Doesn't mean everybody that's a hacker for anonymous is bad. Doesn't mean, no, but it's a perfect envelope to then have government or agencies or mercenaries do something and then blame groups for it. So they just have this anonymous Occupy Wall Street, and then the media can then come in and say what it is. But what's the media saying? We've got solidarity. So's the Federal Reserve. We hear you. The 1% has too much. We'll raise taxes. Exactly what the Federal Reserve is calling for here, and the European Central Bank, same group, same shareholders, are calling for. This is economic fraud. We're being captured. And if Republicans don't actively aggress against this and target it and speak out properly, if you have your normal Republican addled response to this, we're going to lose this country. The federal government run by the big banks wants collectivism. They want to go further than socialism. They want a red terror. They want to turn loose the French-style mobs, just like they had in the French Revolution, as Rand Paul has warned. So, see, in a way, Herman Cain is telling the truth when he's warning about the potential of where these groups could go. I'm not saying the groups are bad yet, but it's being steered by the Federal Reserve that he worked for. He responds to his own system and tells you, I'm a conservative. Give me a sales tax on top of an income tax, and I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. They want that national sales tax. They want that VAT, and they're going to get it. I got crew members over in England. I got crew members in England, folks. They pay a 20%+ VAT over there on top of income tax and property tax. My God, ancient serfs paid 10-20% in Europe. The average American who is a taxpayer is paying over 65% in some form of tax It's incredible. All right, that's enough. I'll at least get to these 12 calls. Brandon, Rich, Gary, Ivan, Linda, Lee, Ralph, Ben, Frank, Mark, Don, others. Brandon in Pennsylvania, you're up first. Thanks for holding.
I was out at the end of Fed in Philadelphia today. It was kind of disappointing. I was the only one there.
Well, hey, you know what? In 1800, they'd have abolitionist meetings against slavery, and three people show up. But 60-something years later, slavery was outlawed. So don't feel alone, brother.
The most disappointing thing was is the people that most people just got angry with me. I was trying to pass out the Ron Paul flyers, the American Dream DVDs. Most people would get angry with me. And the few people that would actually listen to me couldn't believe that the Federal Reserve was a private entity.
Yeah, by the way, we had those San Antonio cops, and I've since confirmed the guy they were calling the captain was the head of Federal Reserve Security. That's why he said, call my branch bank. There's the head of security for the Federal Reserve in San Antonio saying, we're private, please get off our property, with the cops. And exactly. Folks, see, let me tell you, this was found in Nazi Germany. Once people bought into an evil, the establishment can get crazier and crazier because people have bought into it. They'll rationalize anything at that point. And so America is going the way of the dodo bird right now if we don't get the word out on this. And it's just, I mean, anything else, Brandon?
The only thing is I only met one Prison Planet member out there. But your stickers are posted everywhere.
Well, that's awesome, brother. Listen, we are the biggest alternative media website, Infowars.com, after Drudge. And we have PrisonPlanet.com as well. I mean, I reach conservatively 3 million people a day on radio, 1 million people on the internet, 600,000 people on our podcast. I don't even promote. Just the one they download from us, not even on iTunes. Our growth curve is we'll be reaching 5 million people in a year. We'll be reaching, if it continues to grow like that, a year later, 10 million people. I mean, look at that. And I'm not even that good of a radio talk show host. I'm just covering real issues. All right, we're going to get time to jam in one more. Rich in Nevada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was listening to a gentleman. I'm sure you know who he is. He's actually a former writer for Forbes magazine. He's in Japan.
Oh, yeah, I forget his name. I've interviewed him before.
Benjamin Fulford.
Yeah, Benjamin Fulford. What did he say?
He was talking about the group he represents has legal documentation. He mentioned Greenspan by name, but
it's true that he does hang out with the Japanese mafia. I mean, that's not debated. He gets interviews with Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, you name it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll come back to you on the other side, and then we'll go to and then I've got to hurry. Okay, we got at least 2 segments left, and I love hearing from you, and I want to hear from these Occupy Wall Street people. I mean, you can't deny now you have been taken over by the Democratic Party. And, I mean, you really think collectivism? More taxes is going to put this country into cardiac arrest. I mean, you understand economics, right? We'll be right back. Found at the front lines of the info war. I'm Alex Jones here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Hardest working guy in radio, back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then I return every evening, 7 p.m. Central for InfoWars Nightly News with guests from across the world, investigative reports on every subject you can imagine. It's all premiering every night, 7 o'clock Central, with my films and a lot more, all archived, 8+ years at prisonplanet.tv, and we're simulcasting this radio show with a 5-camera shoot as well every day at prisonplanet.tv on the Sunday show and the weekday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. all time central. Okay, I want to go back to Rich in Nevada, and I got to hurry in these next 2 segments to get to everybody, but you do understand that the ruthless megabanks, the corporate raiders that have taken over this country, are the major corporations funding collectivism, gun control, socialism, open borders? I mean, go look at who funds gun control. Please go look at the sponsors of the Violence Policy Center or Handgun Control, Inc. Go look at the groups financing totally open borders. It is the entire Fortune 500. It is disgusting. Look at who's funding anti-spanking legislation. Big corporations. Look who's funding forced inoculation. Big corporations. Look who's forcing forced drugging of kids. Big corporations. These are a group of people that want a bunch of servile consumers who will sit down and shut up while these big corporations go and lobby and take over our government. And I'm sick of naive, moron, wannabe liberals lecturing me about 1% all day. Yeah, 1% has 40% of the wealth. They control 40% of the wealth. They don't have it. Those are jobs and companies and people. And that's not even counting. That's an actuary of the $2 trillion here domestically that rich people have. The ultra-rich are in tax-free foundations and are tax-exempt and wrote the tax laws in the last 50 years in this country or more to be exempt from it. Oh, I get calls every day and emails going, Warren Buffett says he's rich and pays almost no tax, and that's wrong. I agree with him. Raise taxes. Warren Buffett is a cold-blooded globalist. Warren Buffett loves his money so much, he put it in a tax-free foundation and only spends part of the profit on his forced inoculations and the rest of it, eugenics. Stop being so naive. Warren Buffett has gotten tens of billions of dollars in bailout money through Berkshire Hathaway and Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Look it up. Look at the tax bill that's called the Warren Buffett, I forget the exact name, it's Warren Buffett something legislation. It's a tax increase named after him. In Congress, I've covered it on air. You've seen it in the news. It's a tax increase on people making $125,000 a year. Those are the people that spend the money. They're the ones keeping the service economy going. We don't have an industrial economy compared to other nations now. It's been done by design. All right, I'm shutting up. Rich, you had a Benjamin Fulford point. Go ahead and make it.
Well, he was pointing out that they have documentation. They're moving forward. I guess my point is this. I agree with you about most people that, you know, they're trying to co-opt this. A lot of these people, the Occupy Wall Street, they really don't know why they're there. Bunch of college students or a bunch of fake liberals, whatever you're saying. I agree with all of that.
I'm not even saying the majority. The media is giving those people attention. There are smart people at the events. It's just that the media is casting it that way. Kind of like the media in the Rand Paul election got caught three times dressing up people as racist to say they were for Rand Paul. So, I mean, it's basically staged is what I'm saying.
Exactly. But I think the point I'm making is that I think we're going to need an outside source along from people in this country. And I think we have that coming. But my side issue is the fact that I've tried to talk to people for years about this. And, I mean, I lost a lot of friends. My family basically thinks I've lost my mind about it.
Yeah, no, there's a reason the country's gotten so corrupt, because a lot of people see being informed as a responsibility, so it's easier just to laugh at people that are informed. I mean, I told people 6 years ago the government was shipping guns into Mexico and drugs back in, and had retired DEA agents on. People laughed at it. People are laughing about Fast and Furious, even as it's admitted. Chin up, my friend. Good to hear from you. Gary in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome, Gary in Texas. You're on the air.
How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk to you about this Occupy the Fed stuff. I've been watching a lot of Webster Tarpey stuff associated with you on the internet and stuff like that, and he makes some good points there. And I was wondering if you have any recommendations to the people, the general people, as that may be naive out there, as to how we take advantage of this situation and maybe take control of the evolution of this so-called revolution.
Well, people get confused. I mean, it's on record that the State Department, the CIA, and NATO funded revolutions in the last year all over the Middle East and North Africa. People say, but yeah, those are bad countries, though, and the people in the streets are mad. Yeah, the establishment knows by tracking through sociology and through other digital algorithms, Google-type systems, when people are going to hit the streets. And so the globalists put in their operatives right when people hit the streets to lead it into false solutions. And Tarpley, who would call himself an American system guy, is a real liberal. I mean, he really believes in it. And he's an academic and a smart guy. And so he will tell you from a liberal's position that this whole thing is CIA run. Well, of course it's CIA run. I mean, at least the co-opting. The bankers didn't just rob this country blind without a plan. They plan to then use the revolution against what they've done to collectivize the country, not with their money offshore, but with the middle class, their enemy. And so we are there, and I tried to reach out to them the last few weeks. And now even people in New York and San Antonio who are like, wow, Occupy Wall Street or like to occupy the Fed, they understand the, you know, what's happening. Now my reporters are calling me going, no, you're right. Move On runs it now. They attack Ron Paul. They want to fight the Republicans. It's more divide and conquer. They don't want the American people coming together and getting rid of the private Federal Reserve. They want us fighting with each other. They want to brand the Tea Party as some cornball Republican thing, and they want to brand the Occupy Wall Street and any criticism of banker bailouts as a bunch of hippies. And that's their plan, to basically neutralize any populist movement.
So to counter these professionals at creating these revolutions in the past, and probably likewise this one, is there anybody out there that gives us hope that can counter the MoveOn.org?
Yeah, Ron like Paul yourself. Came out a week and a half ago and said, we need to target this at the Fed. He was smart. He said, I salute Occupy Wall Street. You're right. There is a lot of corruption. Let's go after the monopoly capitalists that aren't free market, that have created this system and that are running the system. Let's go after them. And I've driven around three different cities the last 3 days and bullhorned for hours and got huge media attention. And other people are doing it around the country as well. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Scott in Colorado. These are great questions. Look, you want the answer? You got to hit the streets and go to these poor people that got a college degree and they can get a job bagging groceries. And you need to go to them and explain to them why this happened, why the American dream's going down the you know what. And, you know, Herman Cain up there going, if you don't have a good job and aren't rich, it's your fault. That might be true for the most intelligent people out there, like Herman Cain or myself or somebody like that. Now, Herman Cain decided to join the New World Order to get his money in power. I decided to fight the system and try to restore the republic. But the point is, for the average person, the factories being shut down, the giant debt systems, the dollar being devalued, I mean, don't give me that people in Mexico are poor because they're idiots, or people in China are poor because they're idiots, or people in Russia are. It's because they've had corrupt systems. That isn't free market to sit there and say, oh, you got a corrupt government, it's still your fault. Okay? Herman Cain was the head of the Fed in one of the most powerful Federal Reserve banks in the country. He wants new taxes in America, a federal sales tax to be paid to the bankers to pay our, quote, fair share that we don't owe. Hey, Cain, I don't owe those derivatives. You got that? And I knew 16 years ago the Federal Reserve's plan to bring in a sales tax. And I called you out, and I warned everybody that called me saying we got to have a fair tax. I told you thousands of times they were going to have a sales tax on top of an income tax and a Social Security tax. The 999. And it's going to be the 20-20-20 and the 30-30-30 when they're done with it. We'll be right back.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants.
Well, he gets it.
Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I got some good news for everybody holding. Because I got like 30 phone calls here. It's just when they open the phone system up for like 60 seconds. I'm going to get to Ivan, Linda, Lee, Ralph, Ben, Frank, Mark, Don, Scott, and many others. I'm going to go into overdrive. And it'll be on the podcast, the internet streams at Infowars.com. Stations won't be carrying it. But let's go to as many of these calls as we can right now. I'm going to go into the third hour, though, today, ladies and gentlemen. I might just add a third hour on Sunday. Why even come in here if I don't do 3 hours? Scott in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good. I put you to the front of the line because you volunteered. You were at the Colorado in the Fed instead of just prancing around with guys worth hundreds of millions like Michael Moore.
Exactly.
Calling for communism, you actually went out to face the real enemy.
Yeah, I showed up on the steps right at 12 o'clock, and I saw the whole mass of people moving up to the Capitol building. A lot of people were shouting out lots of different phrases, like tax the rich, and it really got me unnerved. So I jumped in the middle, and I started announcing that we need to focus our attention on the head of the monster. We need to end the Fed. I saw a lot of InfoWars supporters with End the Fed signs, and I got their support as well.
Good.
And it seemed for a little while there, they were marching the wrong way down Colfax. And I said, it's right over there on 16th Street Mall. Follow me. I know right where it is. And with a group of supporters, we got that mob turned around, and we surrounded the federal building. We shouted down End the Fed, and we stood there. But there's a lot of different diversity.
Scott, I
got to
stop you. You just did what will defeat them. The system knows everybody's about to rebel against the Federal Reserve. So they say it's Wall Street, it's capitalism. They advertise, show up. Well-meaning people show up. Michael Moore, Al Gore, they show up to lead it. But you're there going, no, capitalism's good. Free market's good. It's this private bank group that controls the money and that gets the bailout money and that wants austerity. The Federal Reserve has been promoting a new national sales tax. Of course, Herman Cain, their former head, wants one. They want more money. They gave us the income tax at the same time they gave us the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. It's a joke.
A lot of those people there, they don't see what's going on. They only feel what's going on. And a lot of people are disheartened by your recent message. You're a brilliant man because you can educate the people on what you study on. And you've opened my eyes because I saw your coverage on Occupy Wall Street, and then I saw you turn it around, and you said that there's different groups steering it. And I saw some of the people commenting on the site past that, and I got a little discouraged. But then I opened my eyes up, and you do a great job at opening people's minds.
Well, Scott, let's be clear. I didn't ignore it for the first week and a half. The early data I got was Soros, government, Arab Spring, you know, that Gore was calling for a month ago in America. And I knew it was a counter-revolution, so I kept my mouth shut. And then I sat there for hours, you know, a week and a half ago, or now more, researching it, and I thought, wow, this group, at least what the media is giving attention, the people in Occupy Wall Street that get media attention are calling for new taxes, collectivism, stuff that'll put this country into a coma. I mean, we're already having cardiac arrest. And so I came out and said it's being co-opted. That got spun by the operatives within to say that I was saying Occupy Wall Street was bad. I wasn't. I was saying don't be co-opted, so they lied to spin it and said, Alex says you're bad. See, so it really wasn't me who was involved in balkanization. I mean, at all three events, I've had Occupy Wall Street people show up, and one of them hundreds, and others just a few dozen in Houston, or a few today, and they kind of get mad and get in my face. And I say, no, good job to Occupy Wall Street. I go, do you agree with getting rid of the Federal Reserve? They go, yeah, I understand. But see, I've confirmed now with activists, Move On is there. And they come with the unions, who I'm not even saying are bad people in and of themselves. They're ignorant, don't understand what's happening. And they take over events and tell you what's going to happen. I mean, look, we've been protesting the Federal Reserve for years. I've been protesting them for 16 years out front their buildings. And so, you know, I've had the Occupy Wall Street folks show up and say, don't co-opt our movement, shut up. Oh, I'm an American. I'm not co-opting anything. I'm here saying I think the Federal Reserve is what should be looked at. It's a fraud. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. A lot of times, like in what I was saying yesterday, because I took that message there, we need to look past Wall Street. We need to look to the top of the mountain. And in that frustration, a lot of people were the 99%, let's raise taxes on the rich. And I made them aware, what's a rich person? Is it somebody with $1 million? Is it a couple together with $1 million? Because that's what they're trying to get us to focus on.
$1 million isn't jack diddly squat. Somebody with $1 million has a bigger house, nicer cars, buys more your local products. They're the people you want around. These are trillionaire companies, literally, that control trillions, that are waging war on the free market. God bless you, Scott. I'm glad you're out there. I'd love to talk to you more. We're going to go into overdrive today. So even after the official show ends in like 6 minutes, we're going to continue. I'm going to go to everybody. Let's go to Linda in Houston, then Ivan, Lee, Ralph, and others. So go ahead, Linda.
Hi, Alex. I was pleased to see you shake your hand at the Houston End the Fed rally, and I would like to encourage everybody out there to take action. In listening to your program, I decided to take action myself. And what I had been doing for several months was I had been running a talk show program on Blog Talk Radio. Well, when I went out to the Houston in the Fed yesterday, I took photos and I immediately posted them on the Blog Talk Radio program site. And last night, my program was an In the Fed special edition. I mentioned shaking your hand and gave out the InfoWars website address. And on the radio program, I gave out all 12 Federal Reserve Bank locations and addresses, went over the history of the Federal Reserve.
Good.
And what was so rewarding to me was the first caller that I've ever had on the program said how excellent this report was, how he had never heard the information before, and he was ready to investigate the Fed for himself. So what I'm telling people to do is just take action right now. You never know which, how it's going to lead, but set something up. Do something right now.
Linda, God bless you. Great to hear from you. And that's what we're talking about. They cannot stop an idea, okay? The Federal Reserve has been caught laundering the majority of the drug money. The Obama administration has been caught shipping tens of thousands of guns into Mexico and drugs in. Do you realize this is in major papers that we just showed you earlier in the hour and last hour? But it's only in regional papers. It's not on the nightly news. You don't hear Issa, who I'm not saying is a bad guy. We've interviewed him multiple times. Issa didn't go in there because they say that'll bring down the whole government. We got crooks in the government. The Federal Reserve isn't federal. They build buildings that look like federal buildings. Don't you see the fraud? We didn't have them until 1913. They passed the income tax in 1913, but basically they said it would be for the top 1%. Oh, you got to go look that up. Yeah. And then because it was going to be on the top 1%, it wasn't enforced till the 1950s when they expanded it to everybody. In fact, they started withholding during World War II, just a wartime tax to the Federal Reserve. Now they want a sales tax, just a limited sales tax to pay off the debt. Well, it turns out that debt, we don't owe it. Big Wall Street companies do. Derivatives, counterfeit they sold, and they want my tax money to pay for it. And they got neocon talk show hosts lecturing us with Herman Cain, how we've got to pay our fair share to pay off our debts. I don't owe this money. So that the Bernie Madoff types of the world can get bailed out. You understand? And I'm not paying it. You understand that? And I'm going to go confront the Federal Reserve. I'm going to go after the real enemy. Ivan in Maine, last caller on the main show, but the show isn't ending. If you're on an AM or FM station, go to InfoWars.com, listen to free audio streams, or watch us at PrisonPlanet.tv, because we're going to continue on, and then we'll also post your videos on the web that will be seen by hundreds of thousands, if not millions, as we continue into the third hour today. Ivan, you take us out as Tail Gunner on the main radio show.
Tail Gunner, I love it. Hey, quick question. Luke Radowski was on your show. I think it was last week or the week before. He was talking about trying to get that organized towards the Fed down in New York City. How's he making out with that?
They've done great. They've had events with upwards of 1,000 people protesting the Fed and almost no media coverage. Again, you go blindly say, I want socialism. The banks go, get that on TV right now. We can really get rid of the middle class with these useful people, these useful idiots. But you actually go after the Fed, you get very little media attention. I mean, Thursday they were in the Fed things all over the country. Huge attention. By then, the clamps were down. Some coverage Friday, a little bit Saturday, very little today. But still, I'd say we got probably $10 million of free advertising the last 3 days by doing this. And we're advertising who the real enemy is. So resistance is victory. But they don't want it to be about in the Fed. That's why the Fed's coming out. I'm friends with Occupy Wall Street. The Federal Reserve agrees communism's the way to go. Let's raise taxes right now. Here's Herman Cain. Hey, folks, he says he's conservative. The Republicans are like, give us a new sales tax. We love it. And he's like, don't worry, I will. Right to the Federal Reserve, baby. That's it for the official radio show. I'm going to come back in overdrive with Ian, Linda, and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. All right, folks, we are in commercial-free overdrive. More and more, I have to have a rule that if I leave callers holding because I pontificate, I'm just going to go into overdrive so I get to you. I want to go to Lee, Ralph, Ben, Frank, Mark, Don, and a bunch of others that are stacked up in there. Let's go to you straight away here. It's Infowars.com, Overdrive on Sunday. Lee in Texas, thanks for holding.
Alex?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, I was there on Friday. I got there about 4 o'clock in Dallas, and it was a good event. There was about 50 people when I first showed up. It was hilarious. The first thing I noticed when I walked around was that they had these signs, these private property signs, all over the place. So I talked to somebody who actually wasn't with this protest, and I said, how long are these signs all say private property? And they go, well, they weren't up here 2 weeks ago. And people need to understand this. They just don't get it. The message has to be simple in the Fed. It has to be simple in the Fed. It has to be simple in the Fed. I mean, people all over don't understand this Federal Reserve. Nobody really understands the Federal Reserve.
And it's a group of gangsters masquerading in the uniform of the federal government. It's very elementary because it's so simple, people don't get it. Here is a bank building that looks like a federal building with all these eagles and seals on it operating this way. These are the hijackers. These are the crooks. These are the people setting up the world government, my friend.
Yeah, it's so elementary. So, you know, I've been talking this weekend and sending some of my little videos I took there. And, you know, it's kind of funny. You got people that are yelling at you to get a job that are driving down the street. That's pretty hilarious, considering most of us have two jobs. And then,
well, they've been taught just because you're protesting now, they think you're Occupy Wall Street. They think you're in front of a federal building. They don't understand. You're going, no, we're here trying to wake up the Occupy Wall Street from being misdirected to the real enemy. Because, again, it's a process of awakening people.
It absolutely is. As I'm standing there, I see the Occupy Dallas people walk up. Now, I don't know why they were put across the street from us. And they start chanting at us. I'm not exactly sure what they were saying.
Well, they're angry. I mean, they've got MoveOn.org people inside telling them we're bad. It's like the MoveOn.org we confirmed in San Antonio and Dallas tells them that's evil. The Federal Reserve loves you. And they tell them those are bad men. Get them. And some of their people, once we talk to them, go, no, you're good. And we're like, yes, listen, I want to explain to you who the narcotics traffickers are. They've been caught. They're in that building. It's called the private Federal Reserve. See the private property sign? But it says Federal Reserve. And then we're like, we want to be your friend. That's why I love seeing all the great people there, black, white, Hispanic, old, young. The globalists hate that. They hate, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. They hate people coming together. I appreciate your call. Great points, Lee. They absolutely hate us coming together against the real enemy. They want to divide us on left, right, and all the rest of this, and race and religion. You know what? If you want to fight over religion and race, that's your issue. But we can do it later after we've beat the globalist. You know, again, they survive off of playing us off against each other. Let's talk to Ralph in California.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome, sir. Thank you for holding.
You know, I want to really honor you for what you're doing, but my eyes were open a long time ago. And then when I first looked at Aaron Russo and then became a part of Gary's troop,
Franchi.
Gary Franchi. Sorry, Gary Franchi's troop. Okay, but what I want to tell you is something you've never talked about, is the Nassara agreement, the law that has been passed, and it's up for...
The National Emergency Establishment Act or whatever. I have not found that to be real legislation in the last 16 years of being told every year it's going to fix everything. And it's just some weird urban legend that floats around. I know we could bring the country back anytime we wanted and bring it out of corporate receivership that's fraudulent, but I just haven't seen anything proving that Nassara is real.
We make, in our minds, to be real, will become reality.
Well, that's true. I mean, if we like a piece of legislation, my only issue is the folks always pushing it, say it was passed secretly in Congress, and it's always a year later, everything's going to be fine, and it never happens. It's kind of like the folks say Planet X is going to kill us next month, and it never comes, and I've been saying that for 12 years, and I'm the bad guy because I don't buy into Planet X. But I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying about Nocera. It's just that it's not in the Library of Congress website, thomas.loc.gov. Appreciate the call. Got to move fast now here. Ben in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's great to talk to you again. It's funny, the day you call in, we're kind of on the same wavelength. I just wanted to say real quick, I have a slight, it's not really a disagreement, but I think the globalists really, the reason we're seeing such a quickening and an acceleration toward this open corporate financial system that will be a function as a dictatorship is because they have done such a masterful job at dumbing down and distracting the public.
Yeah, that's right. The public wants to go off lazy symbols, easy, quick. And so I try to give people a nuanced calculation and breakdown of what's happening. And folks are like, you're either with the Tea Party or Occupy Wall Street. You're either with Republicans or Democrats. Let's rob some rich people. And they just don't understand, and that's why they perish.
Right, and the paradigm is really their master. It's kind of their skeleton key that unlocks every door they need to. But the one other thing I wanted to mention, it's been a fantastic show today and discussion. Herman Cain is coming to speak in my hometown of a little 5,500 person small town in East Tennessee this coming weekend. And so over the years I've listened and I've heard you've got a lot of callers from Tennessee area. So if there's any people in East that can get to East Tennessee, it's Rogersville actually. He's going to be there doing a Q&A either this next Friday or this next Saturday. And I'm going to be there to hopefully get a question in about him being the head of the Kansas City Fed.
Well, I would ask him. He says go visit him. My guys were a half mile away videotaping the Kansas City Fed, and security goons came with guns and threatened him. I mean, that's all on video. We covered it on InfoWars Nightly News Friday. I mean, it's a ridiculous joke. The Congress can't find out what these crooks are doing. I appreciate your call, Ben. Good to hear from you. Frank in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. You give hope to a hopeless situation, but I do want to ask you one thing. How soon can you get Lindsey Williams back on your show? Because he was making some wild claims for 2012, and I think he needs to elaborate a little bit more in detail.
Well, I really like Lindsey. I think he's a good guy, but you know, it takes a couple hours to really get to the meat of what's going on with him. And I have had a lot of requests for Lindsey, probably 2-1. The people that don't want to hear him on the show. And he does seem to really balkanize people, but we should work on Lindsey coming back on the show with his predictions and what his sources are telling him.
He's a great guest. I honestly do hope that he's wrong about a lot of those predictions, but I think that maybe some of the things might come true, because, I mean, the economy is just really, it's like a rubber band. It just snaps back and forth, and it's not really making any progress. It's just, it's sad.
Well, I mean, look, we've got corrupt interest on Wall Street who are insider traders who like to manipulate it up and down. That's how they fleece people. And that's why you see it like a casino going up and down right now. Totally manipulated, totally fake. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, thank you for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to talk about a couple things, if I can. First, I'd like to talk about Occupy Asheville, which I went to myself. Admittedly, I could only tolerate it for a couple hours. You know, like it's like you hear around the country, I got the feeling of socialism spreading around, and that really wasn't my thing. I wore my In the Fed t-shirt, and I felt out of place. So that's what's going on here in Asheville. If anybody wants to, you know, organize and occupy the Fed in Charlotte, should I give my email address out? You think that's safe?
Sure, you should do that. But that is what's happened. They've emptied out the big tax-free foundations, Ford Foundation, Acorn, you name it. Admit they're involved. And they tell their folks in the meetings, dress up normally, go out and say you're not affiliated, promote socialism. And the Federal Reserve is on TV going, we agree with the socialism, we'll get the middle class, don't worry. Raise the taxes, get the richie. And they're like, we'll get all the money, we'll destroy our enemy now. And so they just send out these well-meaning people that were promised a socialist utopia. And they're told the problem is there's not enough socialism. And it's very, very sad. And I everywhere I went, they had the Occupy Wall Street folks, you know, at first come over and think that we were against them. And I'd have to explain to them, we're not your enemy. We want to be your friend. But George Soros is a bad man. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You know, and I'd like to say I just about mostly agree with most of the things you say, Alex. And if you think it's safe, I'm going to give out my email address for Occupy the Fed.
Well, I don't know if it's safe, but if you want folks to contact you, go ahead.
Okay, that's MarkFBN, M-A-R-C-F-B-N, at yahoo.com. I'd like to Occupy the Fed in Charlotte. There's not very much things going on with that right now.
Good, so let's go. God bless you. Something else, go ahead.
You know, I love most of what Ron Paul has to say, but, you know, what he said in the 2008 Fox News debates, he sort of backed off about 9/11, and that's a really important issue to me, and you should check out what he said on...
Well, Ron Paul can't 100% prove that one way or the other, so he's focusing on the core issues of restoring the republic, cutting back the different agencies, cutting back the military, getting rid of the police state, restoring the state's rights... And that'll deal with the problems. You know, Ron Paul's really our ambassador to the general zombie public to wake them up. Thank you. Mark in Oregon, you're up next. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex. You know, you answered my prayer when you went into overdrive because what I had to say was really just for you. Because you have an inroad into Ron Paul, basically. You know the man personally. And, Alex, actually, let me just take... 60 seconds here, and then you can comment. Would that be all right with you?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, speaking of unity, Alex, at this time, Ron Paul is potentially the single greatest unifying factor for these American times. Personal appearances at many or even just the larger demonstrations of protest at the Federal Reserve branches would certainly supercharge his candidacy. And the publicity of a Ron Paul speaking tour would force the Illuminati media to cover in a significant way Ron Paul and whatever he stands for. He could also educate these people that are out there on just what you've mentioned just a few minutes ago about people need to be educated on what is really obvious, should be obvious to all of us, but they have been dumbed down to a degree. This exposure would almost guarantee a Ron Paul victory.
No, I totally agree with you. Ron Paul needs to get more aggressive. He's done a great job, but he needs to get more aggressive. And if Ron Paul would go out himself and bullhorn Federal Reserve locations, you would see 5 million people do it. And it would make this George Soros hijacking, again, they called for people to rally. The establishment did. Real people showed up. And when the train rolled in that the globalists had called, they hijacked it. It isn't totally hijacked, but as far as the media is concerned, it has been hijacked. If Ron Paul would simply sick people on the Federal Reserve, they would come out in the millions, and it would take over this globalist-triggered fake revolution calling for collectivism.
Alex,
but Ron Paul has said go after the Fed. He said go after the Fed. But I agree.
Yeah, Alex, one other quick thing. The dream ticket, of course, would be for Ron Paul to leave the Republican Party, which itself makes a positive statement, and then to take Jesse Ventura's offer to be his running mate, and to do this as soon as possible with Governor Ventura on the campaign trail with an early declaration of the vice presidential running mate. That would in itself create tremendous amount of publicity. Ron Paul would be out there first with a running mate. It's all toward winning. It's all toward he's going to win if he will do these things because it's all waiting there for him to do, and he's not going back to the Congress anyway. So to leave the Republican Party is certainly no
law. Well, listen, I got to jump, Mark. I got to jump because I got another radio interview I've got to do here in just a few minutes where I would keep doing this Overdrive show. But the way the delegate process works, it's very hard to win if you don't run in one of the two parties. He might run third party after this happens, but I don't know. So it's really a complex issue. I appreciate that. Now let's talk to Don in Michigan. We got to really move fast now. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I got this simple plan. It's my 9999 plan. I'm just kidding. I'm being facetious. Hey, I want to thank you for the videos that you're putting up because those make it so quick and easy. I work, you know, full-time, usually overtime, and that lets me get so much information. And one thing I wanted to ask, I didn't know if it's possible because you guys work so hard, if you guys could put a Ron Paul video that didn't have a disclaimer or a copyright, I would love to buy it and burn it. I just burned 100 of your DVDs in 6 days. It doesn't take that long to do. You put them out, just give them out. That's just an idea. And I want to thank whoever called you before about Fox, because Fox is a joke. I mean, they repulse me. And the number is 1-888-369-4762. Call Fox and tell them to stop pretending that they're conservative or anything else, because they don't even bring up Ron Paul. But
Look, Rupert Murdoch gives money to Democrats and Republicans. For him, conservatives are a market to capitalize on and a group to manipulate. And I was talking earlier in the week about Fox TV and some New York Magazine article saying Alex Jones wants to be on TV at Fox, but we don't want him. I've never called Fox and asked for a TV show. I've had different pilot groups with Fox contact me. I don't call them back. I have gone on Fox a few times on satellite because there's nothing, no work involved, driving 10 minutes over to a satellite facility. But I've told them, I won't fly up there when they wanted to fly me up there to be a guest. The few times I've been in New York and was set up to be a guest, when I was already in New York, Glenn Beck flipped out and had me kept off there. I mean, they act like it's some magical place I want to be or some club I want to be a part of, and it's so insulting because I really am proud of the fact that I don't care about money and power for money and power's sake. But see, that's what's valuable to them, to think they've got some rat's nest club that I want to be part of. I appreciate your call. But I saw that programming head at Fox News saying Alex really wants to be on Fox TV, but we don't want him. I mean, that's like some dead horse on the side of the road with maggots all over it saying Alex wants to wallow on me and roll around in my rotten intestines and have maggots all over him, but I'm a dead horse. I don't want him. I'm not wallowing on you. I've never called you. You're pathetic. You're a joke. Sell my soul to reach a couple million people with chicken neck scum? But see, they need that for the public to act like Alex Jones wants us. Alex Jones wants to, go and eat all you can eat at some overflowing toilet at a gas station on the side of the road. I mean, that's who you are to me. All you tarts and painted trollops and political whores up there, you make me want to throw up. That's what I'm lusting after, some big teleprompter world and a bunch of chicken necks led by a bunch of old men all about to die, hanging on by their toenails. I'm done. I'm sorry to Sean, Joe, and Henry. I'm out of time. I got to go because I promised I'd go on another radio show, and they're about to end soon, so I've got to do that. I'll see you back, Lord willing, 11 a.m. tomorrow, Central Standard Time, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back in less than 24 hours here live. Great job to the crew. Great job to everybody that went out and occupied the Fed this weekend. Whether it was 400 people in Dallas or 2 people in Philadelphia, it doesn't matter. We are standing up and addressing the true enemy, and we are growing exponentially. I'm Alex Jones, signing off.